The obstacle made its first appearance several days before Bertha ground to a halt on December 6th. As the machine bored beneath Alaskan Way, a steel pipe poked up out of the ground 6 or 7 feet. Seattle Tunnel Partners project manager Chris Dixon says the pipe likely got twisted into Bertha's cutting face and eventually paralyzed the machine.
Encountering that pipe was a surprise. The fact that the machine performed very well for 2 days after that led us to, I guess, a false sense of security.
But should it have been a surprise? Washington State Department of Transportation's Matt Preedy concedes the 8-inch pipe was noted in documents provided to the contractors, but he would say little about who, if anyone, should have noticed.
The location of the well is described in certain documents, okay? There will be contractual discussions as to how that plays out, but that's not really what we're here to talk about.
The pipe is part of a test well sunk back in 2002 by a WashDOT contractor. Chris Dixon of Seattle Tunnel Partners says the team presumed the pipe had been removed, as is standard practice under Department of Ecology requirements. But an ecology spokesman says it's common to leave well casings in the ground after a well's decommissioned. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.